Hello, welcome to Angel Answers. We are so happy that you've decided to join us this evening. My name is Catherine, and I will start by introducing myself as Mary Hernandez, who is the host of Angel Answers, is unable to be here with us this evening because her mother passed. There is a GoFundMe link that you can find in the Sacred Embers page to help with finance those funeral expenses. A little bit about me. I am an intuitive empath, energy healer, spiritual and shamanic life coach. I am an angel and universal oracle card reader. My metaphysical and paranormal experiences have been extensive during my journey, which to this day still gives me those aha moments. Also, I would like you to stay tuned for my upcoming show, which I will do with Mary Hernandez on Mondays at between 7 and 8 p.m., called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. So stay tuned for that. And before we go around and introduce everyone on the show, I wanted to let you know that I pulled two cards for the collective, and I'm just going to read them to you now, and hopefully this will resonate with some of you. Okay, so, if not all of you. All right, the first card I pulled was Twin Flame, and this is from the Angel Therapy Oracle card set. Now, Angel, it's called Twin Flame, and a twin flame is a romantic partner who originated from your spiritual soul group. That is, he or she is the one in terms of soul mate relationships. Often twin flames incarnate together during their last lifetime on Earth after the reincarnation cycle has been completed and all karma has been balanced. Until then, however, twin flames usually don't incarnate simultaneously, but instead volunteer to function as one another's spirit guides. So your twin flame could be guiding you from the other side, helping you with every area of your life, including romance with a soulmate. So action steps are, they're suggesting write a letter to your twin flame. I've actually done this. And you can do it. You can actually write a letter to your twin flame and work your twin flame's guardian angels. And begin the letter with dear guardian angels, for example, all of your feelings, thoughts, and questions about your love life. End the letter by asking the angels to prepare you to meet your twin flame or soulmate and to also arrange this visit. You'll recognize your twin flame or soulmate immediately, and there won't be any doubt in your heart or mind when you're face-to-face with your twin flame. So that's the first one. I've actually done this exercise, and I met my twin flame within 2 days. It was a miraculous thing. Okay. The second card that I pulled was from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck by Kyle Gray, and it's Lady, enjoy growth and reap rewards. The message is reap what you have sown and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Grow and expand in all areas of your life. The lady, also known as the Empress in the traditional tarot, is the representation of the goddess in her fertile form. She is abundant, bountiful being. She is closely connected to nature because it is her child. She represents maternal energy and is more than enough love to give all who need nurturing. She is representative of his representation of the goddess Venus, too, and yearns for a rich relationship with her counterpart, Lord. In this card, she holds an apple. You can't see it, but its seeds form a perfect pentagram, which represents the five elements of life. The extended message here is fertility, growth, and abundance are all imminent when this lady arrives in your life. All the seeds you've planted, this is beautiful, are coming to life, and there are plenty more rewards to come. In a material sense, this card can represent financial security and comfort. It shows that there will be more than enough to go around. If you are making business deals or setting intentions to create financial growth, this card indicates a considerable amount of monetary success. That's wonderful. The lady also ushers in order form of abundance, opportunities, marriage proposals, even a birth of a child. She will help you respect nature, connect its forces in order to have a genuinely supported journey through life. So there you go. That was a beautiful card as well.
Holy cow, yeah. Catherine. Those are perfect.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Say, you know, I always joke.
Enjoy growth and reap rewards. Love it.
Yeah. As of yesterday, you know, we moved into what I like to refer to as my season, which is Virgo season.
Okay. Yes.
Because I am a Virgo. but it's, you know, it's all about the Virgin Goddess, right? And it's all about those same things, the abundance, the divine maternal connection, all the love and good things coming to you because, you know, we've done all this work. Earlier this year, a lot of energetic forces have been in our favor, and we're on a great track just moving forward, you know, for the whole year. Even if you don't think you are, I bet if you look at the beginning of your year until now, some really good things have come into play for you. So I think those were awesome cards for this evening.
Yeah.
So I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive and spiritual guiding light. I own the River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York, and I'm a healer, a teacher, and a practitioner of spiritual and metaphysical life. And every Tuesday, you can join me on Facebook as I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation at 7 p.m. You can find me at River Maven 77. And, you know, we're missing Mary this week. I'm going to introduce her as well while I'm on here. Mary is an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, numerologist, and tarot and oracle card reader. And you can reach her and her website. She gives readings on numerology and card readings, as well as she has some other little things there you can purchase at theangelwithin.com, and it's T-H-E-E, Angel Within. And or you can get her at her email, maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. I did bring a bowl with me this evening, our Tree of Life bowl. So if we want to all take a nice big deep breath in together, breathing in through our nose, filling up our chest and our belly full of air, and then breathing out through our mouth nice and slow. And this just gives us a nice chance to connect together. So take another deep breath in. Okay. So that brought me where I needed to be. I hope it helped you ladies and everyone at home as well.
Yes, definitely.
I love
it.
It's
amazing.
I totally love it.
Yeah.
Jan Drake Bakke with us this evening just for a short time to share some poetry. So, Jan, do you want to tell everybody about you?
Sure. I sure do. So my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm a psychic medium, and I have been working with the Sacred Embers for several years, and we do crimes, and we have our own crime room. So, and it's a private room, and we all chip in that, and the other members, I think, are going to start, the newer members are maybe starting to do that too. Anyway, that's been fun for us to do. We don't do a lot of it, but we do get to it, and it's very, very wonderful work. I like to do poetry, and I share poetry in the readings I give people. Poems just come through, words, and messages and stuff. I'm also looking for singers to sing my words also, and so I'm working on that. And I work on predictions, which I love to do. I do them every year, and they're on my website, www.wefindourway.com. And predictions are one of the main things that I give in my readings also. So, yeah, that's about it. And it's just been an amazing experience doing this work. I'm very grateful that I've gotten to do it and be with these people here, these lovely ladies here. This has been a highlight of my life. The last weeks here working with Angel Answers, it's just been heavenly. But I'm just going to read poems tonight, and I'm going to stay for one person who's calling in, and she'll be in soon. So that's me. That's it, DC.
Well, you know what, Jan, while you're on, can you please just continue and read your beautiful poems?
Okay, sure. All right, I will. And so the first one I'm going to start off with, it's Corrine De Winter's poem. And she has just passed over about 2 days ago. She was a dear friend of many of ours in the spiritual community. She was also a medium, a psychic, but she was a very, very amazing poet and author, and an award-winning poet and author, by the way. She studied at Harvard. She never made a big deal about that. She didn't want people to think that she was too Ivy League. She never talked about herself in that way. But you go on her website and you can see, I mean, her page, and you can see all that. But she never talked about it. Anyway, she was just a kind, very kind person, and I took her poem class a few times, and she was always just so kind to everyone, and just a beautiful, angelic type of person. Anyway, here's her poem, my most favorite poem of hers. It's called Nothing is Broken. There is not a thing, person, or incident that can break you. You begin whole and remain whole forever, even with the damage you've endured, the sorrow and trials. There is no experience that can mar you or take away your perfect soul. And that's that, and thank you, Kareem. And then for Virgo season, I started off with this one. May you always find the sun. May you always feel its warm rays. May you be blessed until your day is done. May your life be filled with joyous, wondrous ways. And this one's called More Bridging. Less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming. That's a plus. More appreciation, more acceptance, more bridging for all of us. And this one's called Our Friends, Jazz Hands. Our friends, we grow wings and make journeys with them in this life. We fly together along the way. We help one another to let go of strife. We are many hands that we hold, jazz hands, courageous hands, sad hands, happy hands, from young to old. And this one's called Sometimes Our Grief. Sometimes our grief opens new doors to new worlds, new work, new walks, to discoveries and miracles. Never imagine to new seeing and new talks. And this one goes, it's very important how we use our own magic, our abilities, our skills, not to hurt or manipulate or to use for just thrills. And this one's called Our Hearts. It's our hearts we must stand up for to keep ourselves from cracking, from all of the hurt, mistrust, and confusion, to keep alive our joy and vitality so that we are not lacking. And this one is Peace Poem, Umbrellas. A few words of peace that showers the soul is like 1,000 umbrellas that dodge a storm. A few words of peace that brightens the spirit is like 1,000 rays of the sun that makes us warm. And this goes, take me to the sunflower skies. Let's kiss with no lies. It's a place where no one dies. And that's that.
That's
there
beautiful.
It is.
Wow, they were absolutely beautiful, Jan. Really, really amazing.
Thank you.
So beautiful, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful, I have
Jan.
A couple. This is DC, everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give you the cliff notes about me. I'm a small medium at large. I'm a spiritual jack of all trades, and I'm a telephone to the divine. That's more than you should know anyway. I do have a couple messages, and the first one is from our beloved angels. Good evening. We, your angels, are present at this time. It is a time of great transformation. It is also a time for miracles and epiphanies. Each of you have incarnated at this time for a specific reason, and you are each part of the bigger plan. It is time for all souls to come together for the greater good of humanity, sharing divine love and becoming one. Embrace this time. Feel the excitement as love magically transforms your life. Each of you are beings of light that are expanding, reaching higher levels of consciousness. You are divinely inspired and guided by your angels to ascend now to higher dimensions. It is time to open your heart and allow the angels and the archangels to assist you. Your divine team is present, and they are sending love and light and helping each of you to raise your vibration. You are multidimensional beings. The angels will help you to see where you need to align with the growth that you are seeking. You have been on this journey now throughout your entire lifetime and have been evolving and opening up to new phases of consciousness. You now begin to stop resisting experiences and bring attention to them, allowing yourself to open up and become fully present in this moment of your life. Beloveds, this is truly the only moment that you have where you are living your experience. It is time to allow this beautiful energy that is vibrantly flowing through you to move freely and connect you with your joy and happiness. It is what you have been seeking. Beloveds, you are each the universe, and you are so needed. You are a miracle. As you begin to absorb this information, you are able to go back into your heart space where love resides. The universe will connect you with this amazing frequency. You are now vibrating with love, joy, and abundance. Allow this energy to help you to manifest what you are wanting in life. We love you, your angels. That was the first message. I do have another one, and I must say that this second message is from Joan Rivers, so I don't know if I would rate a PG or R, but in case, if there's little kids, you know, send them out of the room, give them some ice cream, put your fingers in their ears, whatever you got to do, you know? I had all the best of intentions to do a little bit of laughter yoga, because I felt like, you know, we need to laugh. Everything has been so sad and so serious. And as we know, laughter, it's like an instant vacation. And, you know, it's been said that laughter is the best medicine, and it is certainly contagious, and it helps with stress, too. So when you laugh, you increase your intake of oxygen, and if you laugh long enough, your body releases dopamine, which naturally helps you to feel lighter and to feel so much better as well. And dopamine is the chemical that gets people hooked on shopping, and some of you ladies know exactly what I mean. And you know what, laughter is not going to max out your credit card, right? So speaking of shopping, Joan Rivers is coming in and saying, thank God that we live in a country where the sky is the limit and the stores are open late and you can shop in bed thanks to television. And ladies, as far as I'm concerned, the only time a woman has a true orgasm is when she's shopping. Okay, Joan, you know, I did put it out there, you know, like, I don't know, you know, what age that we should list this at, but Joan is saying, okay, DC, okay. But I have to say to each of you, you know what, I'm not a certified laughter coach, but if you ask Joan Rivers, she will tell you that I'm certifiable, and that works for me. Okay, so as I'm talking, I see Joan and Ginger pulling up in a train on train tracks. I'm like, okay, what is this? And Ginger is saying, all aboard the crazy train. Get ready to laugh your stress away. And laughter is for everyone. And Joan is coming in and saying, yeah, and it's even better than jogging. The first time I see a jogger smiling when they go by, I'll think about doing that as well. But you can even laugh if you've had plastic surgery like I did, or even a poor sex life. I've had that too. I have to say, I blame my mother for my poor sex life. You know what she told me, lady? She told me that the man goes on top and the woman goes underneath. Can you believe that for 3 years my husband and I slept in bunk beds? And I like to also talk about, you know, something that happened to me. When your boobs drop, ladies, your fashion style must evolve. For me personally, I started to wear UGG boots with a matching UGG bra. And I'm like, Joan, this is a little bit, you know, too much to share, you know? She's saying, DC, it's okay. So now she wants to talk about when she was a baby. I'm telling you, ladies, I was an unwanted baby. I know this. I really do, because when I saw my bath toys, and they were a toaster and a radio, that was the first clue. And I have to tell you, I had gotten a waterbed, you know, for my husband and myself. And you know what he did? He actually stocked it with trout. Can you believe that? And I've got to say, if you don't laugh during sex at least once, ladies, you're having sex with the wrong person. Okay, Ginger, I need your help. So Ginger is slowly pulling Joan backwards into her seat on the crazy train. And she's sitting there and she's looking. And I'm saying, you have to be quiet. So you guys got to help me out. Let's imagine how your laugh would sound, you know, as Joan is talking about her parents sending her picture to Ripley's Believe It or Not, and Ripley's Believe It or Not sent it back and said, we don't believe it. And then when Joan tells people, yeah. When Joan tells people, yeah, DC is always telling me, you know, I talk to Joan Rivers. Well, I do. And when I do that, they respond, oh, can you tell her this? Oh, can you tell her this? Can you tell her that? And Joan comes in, and she comes out of my mouth, and she says, I can hear you. I'm dead. I'm not deaf. And then people just stop talking when she says, I'm dead and not deaf. I mean, it's hysterical. And she's saying, I have to say, I love dogs. I've always loved dogs. But I came home the one day, and there's Spike coming to the door to greet me. And he's saying, you're not going to believe this. I was sitting on the couch, and poof, the cushions exploded. And by the way, the vet called. My appointment is canceled for today. Oh, yeah. So she's saying, I used to be a psychic and an animal communicator, but I drank my way out of that. Every diva needs a wine break. Remember to whine a little and laugh a lot. Okay, ladies, I'm going to get out of here because I'm looking behind me, and there's actually a crowd waiting at the gates of heaven to get through to listen to this incredible show. Thank you, John.
Oh, goodness.
That's neat. That was funny, DC.
Thank you. Well, like I said, I started off going in a different direction, and, you know, that happens. Joan comes in, you know.
Well, she does.
Love having her come in.
Yeah, she gets a little crazy, honestly.
And the
so
angels
do we have
were beautiful,
caller?
Too.
Oh, they
do.
We do
have callers.
We do, yay.
Yeah,
okay, so and tell the parents they could take their fingers out of the kids' ears, she's saying. We're grown.
No. We're back in the PG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jan, even though you can't stay all night with us, I wanted to let you know I just got a new deck of cards, and it's messages from your animal spirit guides. So I will have animals for
nice.
Our other callers this evening.
Oh, great. Beautiful.
So we'll be missing you, but you'll
That's
be here
nice.
With us in spirit.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Be listening to you, too. I'm just going to take off for a bit. That's all. I just need to rest.
Yes, you need to rest.
But I want to okay. I want to just give Linda her animal before I go off, and I told her I would. And so.
Okay. Well, I think she's here. So are we ready to take a caller, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 770. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Do you have a question for us?
Oh. I guess I have many, but I just became a widow on Friday. And
no.
It was very expected, and DC and Jan are aware of it. They have become dear, dear friends, and I'm not sure what the question is, and I start talking, and then I can't stop the emotions, but
Sure.
He was a good man. He went in for a triple bypass, which these days is nothing. And 5 days later, he had, they told me, a blood clot in his lung. And I guess, even though I'm going to ask for all the hospital records, I want to know if he suffered, and I want to know if he was aware of what was happening to him, because it was in the middle of the morning. There was no way I could be there with him. It didn't happen in my presence. And as you can tell, I'm beside myself.
Well, that's understandable, I would say, Linda. And we're very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Didn't expect it, that's for sure. But then, of course, people don't expect things like that. I know this is not a unique situation, but it's my unique situation.
Absolutely.
I sure will. Hi, Linda. I'm glad you called in, and I'm so terribly sorry. And I do have a reading for you, and I will send it to you after I get off here. And
Thank you.
When you got on the phone, I just saw like tons and tons of dogs on the other side. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing dogs, tons of them. And,
babies.
That's the first. Some are babies and some aren't. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. No, I want to hear what you say. Go ahead.
They were rarely babies. They were adult rescues mostly, and they were dogs that never left us, who we couldn't let go. So there's Velvet and there's Annika and Baron, the Cocker Spaniel, many Shelties, and a Collie, Apollo.
Yep, I saw several Collies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, God.
And I saw German Shepherds also. I don't know if you had those.
We had a Shepherd mix.
Okay. I just saw a lot of them, and they're right there. I feel like they're just right there. They're supporting you greatly. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like they're really supporting you, and that they love you so much. And so there was 20 of them, boom, just like that, I saw. But when I go to look up the dog, you know, the dog totem, what they say about it is keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. Remain determined and resolute even if you face disappointment or negativity. Let's see. The dog is a beautiful animal. You're a very loyal, very, very loyal person. That's what the dog represents to your work and your community. And you serve humanity. And you thrive in working in groups of people rather than just yourself. And when somebody needs something, you're often there for them. And so that's what the dog represents. But I just wanted to say that I'm gonna send you the reading, and I feel like your husband is doing okay. He's very well aware of things that went on during that time. That's what I feel. I feel like he was aware of what was going on. And the one message that I got was that he said there wasn't anything that they could do because he wasn't going to make it when they were trying really hard to bring him back. And he knew it. And so I feel like he is here. I feel like he's so near you a lot. And I'm sure you know that. But
I do.
I'll send you more of the reading, and I know that DC and Liz and Catherine will have a little bit more for you. So I'm just going to let you go, and I'm going to go off air, and I just want to tell you I'm so sorry, and you're surrounded by us, and we love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, okay. Jan. That was totally
thankful.
And Linda, this is DC.
Yes.
What I was getting, first thing that I got, I saw a seagull flying over you telling you that this is a time for deep emotional healing. Okay? So that seagull is, you know, watching over you. And then the next thing that I saw a grasshopper. And the grasshopper is coming in to really, to help you, you know, to move forward. I'm getting, you know, like there's going to be decisions that have to be made. Have faith is what I'm getting. And I'm also hearing trust that, you know, everything will work out okay. My dog Ginger is coming in, and she's, you know, she's with you, and she's giving her love to you as well. And she sometimes gives essential oil readings, and she's giving you some rosemary oil to see things from a higher perspective. She's talking about justice, okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting, you know, just please try to take care of you and, you know, and surrender what you can't control, let go and let God. Okay, the angels are coming in, and they're saying, Linda, please remain positive and remain optimistic, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, trust in the universal energies, have faith that, you know, all your needs will be met. And I do feel like there are extra angels around you to really help to lift your vibration and to be able to go through what you're going through and to, you know, to get ready for the good that's coming in your life as well, Linda. Okay? I'm also hearing that, you know, the angels may be sending you someone, an earthly person to help you as well. Okay? Because I'm getting this is, you know, it's a time of, you know, confusion, a time of sadness, you know, a time of letting go. And there's a lot of fear, and the angels are going to have someone come in to really help you with that as well, and to have the courage, you know, to go forward and to do it, like, calmly. And I'm also hearing, like, you really need healing, and, you know, the healing is coming, but you've got to let go of, like, right now what you can't control is what I'm hearing, okay? When you asked about your husband, I feel like his soul stepped out of his body. As Jan said, he did see what was going on, but he did not feel anything, Linda, because he was watching from above. His soul was watching his body, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, I just feel like, you know, there's going to be so much support for you coming in. And I you know,
they're
I feel like Archangel with you, you know? So
Archangel
Michael, he's
Michael.
With you. Yes, he's a very very strong, powerful, like a warrior kind of angel, okay?
Yes.
So he is with you as well. Okay? And he's just
that
he's there to help
happy.
Support you at this time. Okay? So you know, you're needing help, and he's going to make sure some people come in and help you. Okay, there'll be people coming in and, you know, offering a hand. Okay,
and
so just be open to, you know, all that's coming your way. I feel like, you know, blessings and things like that. Like, there's going to be a lot of blessings. I was hearing, like, when Jan was talking about your husband, do you have, like, a grandparent that you liked, like, really had a special connection with?
Yes.
Gosh, I was so young when most of them died.
Yeah, because I'm getting like there's a grandparent that wants to be with you. And I could hear them say, Linda, you've got to take, you know, really good care of yourself. And we're here with you. Please know that you're never alone. And just call on God, call on the angels. And this person is saying, I'm with you now, and I too am going to help you. Okay, and your husband is asking you to, you know, to have faith and believe that, you know, he did not feel anything. Like you said, his soul, you know, left his body at the time, you know, that everything occurred. He saw it, as Jan said, but he did not feel anything. He was watching, you know, as we would, like, you know, it's almost like a movie is what he's saying, okay?
Yeah,
I
heard that.
And I see him giving you a kiss at night.
Really?
So I don't know if you're feeling that, but he is giving you a kiss at night. He's just showing me, he's going over and he's kissing you, and he's calling in all the angels to bring forth the healing that you are needing and to have peace. And I'm feeling like he brings in Archangel Raphael, because Raphael is our healing angel, and I see Raphael with you, and he's covering you with a beautiful green blanket. And that's, you know, representative of, like, his beautiful healing energy, Linda. Okay? And Jim is saying focus on the positive. Did you and he have, like, a special place that you enjoyed in the summertime?
We enjoyed every place we were. Not really. But
was there a place like where, like in the summer, like now that, like with the nice weather with water?
I'd like to say.
Did you go to like any place like that had maybe like either a little pond or a lake or something like that? Maybe even that you may have taken the dogs to. Because he's showing me water, so I'm just wondering.
Well, we're surrounded by water, and
we lived
in Reno for a period of time, and we went up to Tahoe.
That's
a pretty big body of water.
Okay. He's just saying to you, please, he's saying, promise me that you'll take care of yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. And he's bringing in a woman with a letter M name. The letter M. And I feel like the M name is around your side of the family, really close maybe to like your grandmother. So there's a woman with an M name coming in, okay?
And that doesn't sound familiar.
Well, there's, you might not realize it now, but it may later. And
yeah.
She's saying, you know, I am with your loved ones. We are praying for you. We realize how hard this is. But just know that, you know, God is with you. The angels are with you. And she, too, is, you know, she's there, and she's helping you, Linda, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and have you been making, like, arrangements? Because she's saying, I approve of everything you've been doing, Linda. You've done such a great job.
Could it be my mother?
It's around your mother. It's not your mom. It's around your mother, maybe. Mother, grandmother. I don't know, but I see like a lady with an M name next to a woman that to me appears, I think, is a grandmother. I'm not sure, but it seems like a grandmother. But she's with you, and she's saying, I'm watching everything you're doing, and I approve of all the arrangements that you've, you know, made so far. Everything that you're doing, Linda.
I'm so glad.
And I feel like you're hearing voices, like, I'm getting, like, they're saying your name, you know, I don't hear Jim saying your name, I hear him I just see him watching over you, but I feel like those in spirit are, like, saying your name, And I see, like, there's a dog in spirit that just sits there and watches you.
What does it look like?
Well, it's in spirit. It looks like it's not a small dog. To me, it appears to be, like, a little bit bigger of a dog, very compassionate. And I just feel like, you know, he's looking at you. I feel like it's a he. Did you have, like, a dog that had, like, sort of wavy hair?
I said several with wavy hair.
Okay. It looks like wavy hair. So I don't, like I said, I see it from spirit, but to me, like the outline like that I see in spirit, it almost reminds me of my husband's family had Irish setters, and just the way the nose looks, it sort of looks like something like that.
It was Apollo.
Oh.
Maybe
okay.
It was Apollo or Velvet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Velvet was a dream of a dog.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's what I'm hearing. And he's saying, please do not rush into doing things. You've got to take your time. And I'm also seeing feathers around you. So I don't know if you've found feathers. If you haven't, you will be finding feathers. And it's a sign that Jim is with you, okay?
I have been finding feathers.
Okay. Well, that's him on the other side. Yeah, they're giving you the, you know, the beautiful, beautiful feathers. So you're not alone, hon, and just have faith, but take care of yourself. And like I said, Jim, I feel like I said, you know, he was with you. I saw him with you when I connected with you.
Yes.
And when you asked, did he follow you home? And I kept getting no. I said, you didn't follow her home? He said, no, I was with her. So when you were going home, he was with you. He didn't follow you home. And he is, I feel like he is still there with you, Linda. He is with you.
I know that he is with me. The cat. Remember the last time we talked about cats?
Okay, a little black cat just popped in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a little black cat. When you said cat, the cat is, like, just looking at you and just, you know, trying to give you the love that you're needing right now.
Well, the cat we have now has not left the table where I put his urn and his picture.
Oh.
He did not leave one day. And
no, it was, God bless your little fur baby.
Oh,
well,
Linda,
he is like he is with you, as Jen and I both stated. And, you know, I was getting, like, a lot of information that I had given you. You know, there's a lot of the same information. And Ginger, like I said, she was coming in, too, and she's just, you know, saying the same things, you know. So just, you know, surrender, let go, let God, and that makes it easier for things to, you know, to take place the way they should be happening. Because if we hold on to things sometimes, it's almost like we stop, you know, we stop the progress of things. Okay?
Mm. Yes. Everything you say makes sense.
Yeah, I see a lot of beautiful, like you said, you know, angels with you as well. Okay, so please take care of yourself, and we're always here for you, Linda. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, okay?
Before you go, would you repeat to me, please, what the oil was? I didn't hear the name.
Okay,
you
rosemary.
Rosemary
oil. Yeah, it helps you to see things from a higher perspective. Ginger talked about bringing in justice. You know, and being that this is personally your story involved in what's going on, it helps you to sort of detach right now, what you need to do. So when you detach, you know, it helps you to, you know, to get things resolved faster, and it also helps you to see things as well from a higher perspective, as I said.
Yes.
Okay. And again, like
this
I said, the grasshopper too, Linda, was very, very powerful because he, you know, too is talking about, you know, just watching the way you move, and, you know, there's going to be a major decision coming, okay? So yes. Have faith. He's saying, have faith, you know, to move forward. And, you know, don't dwell, like, on your fears. Don't dwell on your concerns. Okay? He has beautiful wisdom he's going to share with you so that you can go forward. Okay? And and grasshoppers, as we know, like, they don't stay in one place too long. Okay, so I feel like with this beautiful totem, you're never going to miss an opportunity. Okay, and this beautiful little creature also brings you some joy into your life.
Thank you so much. You have
you're
no
welcome.
Idea
God bless.
How meaningful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you as well.
Okay, well, hold on. You still have a couple more people to connect with.
Oh, my. I'm being blessed
Thank
tonight.
You, Linda.
Sorry, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. So this is very just synchronistic. That's why I wanted to go next. You were talking about, you see, I was talking about the grasshoppers and bringing in joy, and my grandsons were actually capturing these grasshoppers and playing with them, and it was just something that just I remembered as he was saying it. But the cards that I did pull for you, one is from the Gateway of Light Activation, and it's the Sword of Light, and this is divine protection. It cuts cords and it's breakthrough energy. So this is the synchronistic part two, is the Sword of Light is the main energetic tool of Mighty Archangel Michael, the Prince of Heaven. His name means He Who Is God. He's considered the source of right hand of man. The Sword of Light has been pictured as both a spear of light and a lightning bolt. Either way, it's a powerful symbol of truth and spiritual power. It helps to help you to get beyond blockages, limitations, and to sever fears of sever cords of fear that may be holding you back. You know, considering what just happened, that may be what's taking place at this time. So this card is telling you to visualize, because it's been pulled. Visualize yourself engulfed in golden light. And say, Sword of Light, thank you for cutting the unnecessary cords that bind me to fear. I stand in truth and light, fulfilling the call of my soul. When this card comes to you, know that it's confirmation that you are walking in the path of light and responding to pre-incarnation soul contracts to make a difference on the planet. It's also a sign that you have the opportunity to sever connections to fears and limitations. So energetic cords are the ones that bind us to situations, loved ones, and the past. But you are in transition now and detaching from an unnecessary connections, traumas, and fears. Know that there will be a great severing at this time, and you might feel isolated for a moment as you will be reconfiguring the circle of trust and moving into the life that is in greater alignment with your highest good. So know that the cords that bind you to loved ones and soul families will remain intact. It's only the lower vibrational connections that are being severed. So expect breakthroughs and doors of opportunity opening to you. If you feel strongly connected to Mighty Archangel Michael, know that his energy is all around you now. So that's a beautiful card to have. And it talks about the loved one. So I feel like that's a powerful card to you. Do you feel that?
I do, as a matter of fact. I don't know that I would have been able to be as strong as I've been since Friday if I didn't believe that I was surrounded by goodness and by spirits who, you know, I'm not used to talking about things like this, but
right.
I just, I felt somehow that there were good things around me. My brother-in-law apparently marveled or questioned how I didn't fall apart at the funeral home when we were making arrangements for Jim. But I didn't. I had my moments, but it wouldn't have helped me to fall apart. But yet I do have my moments, but they're when I'm by myself. And I believe that I have all of this support helping me do what I need to do. And I'm grateful.
I'm hearing you're divinely protected. You know, you're human, so grief is just a part of the natural journey and our feelings. But you are divinely protected, and I also wanted to let you know, I did pull the card. It's about emotional sensitivity and to honor and respect it because your deep sensitivity is a gift that you have. And so the angels are working with you to trust these feelings and don't allow others to, you know, make you feel any other way that, you know, than you're feeling. And this card also is saying, you know what, go outside and you know, we're more peaceful in nature. And so I don't know if you do take walks, but going out in nature, that's where you can avoid conflict and any harsh energies. And when you get to that place where, you know, you're not, you know, feeling your best, of course, this is all new and it's expected, but ask the angels to steer you toward, you know, peace-loving people and keep all others away and honor, like I said, your sensitivity by just surrounding yourself with gentleness in everything that you do. And there's one thing that is an action step here, whether you do this or not, but live plants are one of the angels' favorite tools for clearing away any, like, emotional toxins. So just even putting, this is just, you know, a tool to put in your, you know, toolbox, but, you know, putting a live potted plant right next to your bed can help transmute anything you may be absorbing. And it's just, you know, it transforms your energy as well, and it just helps you feel peaceful. And that's what I love about this card. But angels are all around you, and clearly you're feeling that as well. So good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you said and everything you did.
Of course.
Greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Liz?
Well, Linda, it's Liz, and I have a last reading here for you.
I pulled
two cards from my animal deck. Actually, they came out together. And the first one, I thought, this isn't, I didn't realize there was two at first. And I was like, what? I'm like, this can't be right. But the first card was unicorn. And I thought, what an odd card. But it says, indulge your creative, imaginative, and magical side through some form of artistic expression. So as I looked at the card and read it, I thought, oh, I know exactly. You know, this is a hard time. It's a difficult time. And, you know, emotions are, they can get the best of us, and they can pull us into places that we don't necessarily want to be. So, you know, a good way to work through our emotions is through some kind of artistic expression. You know, I don't know if you like to write or paint or sing or whatever it may be. Is it craft, you know? Just anything. Just make things that for no reason. You know what I mean? Just sit and do them, not necessarily with a purpose, but just to move that energy through your body. Because when
I guess
Go ahead.
I guess I need to go back to practicing my opera.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, that is.
And he always loved my singing.
Okay. I was feeling it was a very, very deep emotional release, and that makes sense. Opera. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You're really feeling it. Yeah. So absolutely. Just for you. You know what? It's not just for you because he's there. He's there watching every moment. But yeah, do that because you're being called to, definitely to get that emotion moving through your body. You don't want it to sit and stay stagnant. Not that you'll ever forget him, not that you'll ever, not think about him, but you need to, move it into a different light for yourself.
We were married for 42 years, and I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, no problem. I'm not even 42 years old yet, Linda. So, holy moly. That's a lifetime. I will be in a couple
of
weeks, but
we never thought it would last that long, I assure you. And then you get so used to each other and you develop such a deep relationship. You can't imagine, even when you get angry and snarky with each other, you can't imagine being with anybody else.
Yes.
And I thought we had more time.
But the time you had, you made the best time.
Yes,
and that's
we
what
did.
Counts. That's what counts.
Yeah. You're right.
Absolutely. Because you have things you'll never forget, right? They're imprinted right in your brain, all those memories and all those things. Just, how beautiful. So you have him any moment, at any time. He's right there. And your second animal card is walrus. And I love this.
Is what?
He was asking this. Walrus.
That's what I thought you said. Okay, I'm listening.
Unusual, right?
Yes. But
they are. It says, remain vigilant about the current situation and pay attention to signs and omens. Let them dictate your choices. So this is about those heaven-sent signs coming true, like DC was saying, the feathers. I immediately saw that, yes, you're going to be getting all these signs. You've already been getting them. They're not coincidence. They're on purpose. They're all there for you. They're being placed in your path, absolutely 100%. they want you to, they're there to reassure you and comfort you. And they're not coincidence, I said that. And they come during times of change. That's when the walrus comes in. So when we're experiencing times of change, which seemed very odd to me too, that that's what the walrus would represent, but okay.
Gosh.
I guess maybe, because we're stagnant people, right? Like we as humans really don't love change, right? We like things to be the same. And ironically, ironically, nothing stays the same, does it?
No. You think it is, but
yeah.
we take things for granted.
We sure do. We do, absolutely. And we get these little reminders not to all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
I've shared this on other shows. I lost a friend last month who I was helping through being sick, and it's very hard to deal with those emotions.
So sorry.
Thank you. But I know what you mean, when it comes and it's so overwhelming, and the circumstances were so unbelievably sad as well. But I wanted to tell you, too, because I did forget this. When you asked about your husband in the beginning, I had written down right away, no suffering and very quick. but I did feel like he was aware, like the other lady said as well, but he didn't suffer or he didn't feel any pain or anything. It was,
I'm so
you know, yeah. So I knew you would want to hear that. And I had full body chills when Jan started talking about the dogs, too. I wanted to say that. I was like, woo, that's a tingle. So,
cool, Liz.
Yes, I definitely felt like the little babies were right there, too. They're all there to be around you and surround you. If you haven't lost anyone, they're all with you. And they want to be. And they want you to talk to them and sing for them and do all the things that you enjoy. So I hope that that helps you, Linda.
It does. It does. It makes me realize that when my turn comes, I'll be back with all the dogs we owned, the dogs we fostered and had to send on, but happier and healthier. And that they'll be there to love me. Again,
absolutely.
And to be loved by me.
Absolutely,
we must
and
have
they're
had
there
a
right season. Now, loving
them. And I hope they love him because he loved them.
Oh,
without
yeah.
him, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did, what we did together. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I see them all sitting around him in a circle, like on his lap. They're all over him. And they're waiting. They're waiting for you to come, but they're saying, not yet, not yet. So.
I'm just puzzled by the female with the letter M because I don't know who that was. I don't know who it is. And I'm puzzled
you know what, give
by
it some
it.
Time, Linda. And, you know, maybe it'll come to you. Sometimes we're in this state, like we can't, you know, we don't think of everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Just hold
yes.
on to it. Oh, hold on to it. Okay.
I was
going to
say, that's completely what happened
smelling,
to you.
Have you been smelling, like, different scents that remind you of your husband?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, I feel like he's going to start making his presence known by what you are smelling as well, okay?
Yes.
So I really do feel like you're going to start, whether it's something he wore or something that reminds you, you know, of him, there's going to be a certain smell. Okay?
Yes.
But I do feel like he's trying to get your attention and he touches you and because you're in, you know, like such a, you know, a hard state, like you don't feel him, you know?
And I want that more than anything.
You will. But he's just saying, play the music. He's asking you to play the music.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what
I guess I'll have to do
music
that.
Music is the healer. You know, sing, play the music. But I'm getting, that's like that, the vibration is going to help you.
Thank you.
God bless
You're
you.
You're welcome. Linda, I think you're the most important card of all. I pulled you a card from my deck, and it was dream big. So the time is now. Put all your biggest desires out to the universe because they're going to come true. They're going to be delivered. So,
I sure hope so. I feel like there's still so much time, but I'm old. I don't feel old. It's a number. I know that it's a number, but I guess I just have to keep being the person he loved and thought I was, and
absolutely
not let anything change that.
Absolutely.
So I gotta stay 35, girls.
That's right.
Gotta stay
I hear you. I hear them saying to not push yourself. Go at your own pace. So there's plenty of time. There's no need to rush.
And Linda, do you drink a lot of caffeine? Because I'm hearing just watch the caffeine.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't. I drink mostly, I don't drink soft drinks, and
okay.
I drink mostly decaffeinated coffee with the caffeine. Just a little bit of regular coffee in it. And if
okay.
I have to give that up, that's fine with me, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, like, it might have, like, an ill effect on you where it's not helping, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So see how you feel. Like, when you do drink the coffee, just be mindful of how it makes you feel, okay?
Yes. I do, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Anything else
coming through before
lastly, this is Catherine. This is, I'm just hearing my heart space is in vibration with my soul. So that sounds like an affirmation to me, to maybe
beautiful.
Keep in mind. My heart space is in vibration with my soul.
The heart, say that
my,
again, it's kind of muffled.
So if you say this affirmation along with others that you say, but what came
yes.
to me for you is my heart space is in vibration with my soul.
My heart space
is in vibration. Yes,
my heart
with my
space
soul.
Is in
vibration
with my soul.
Yes.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got a chill when I said it, so I felt the need to say it. Yes.
Yeah, that is
okay.
Absolutely beautiful.
It is, and it's meaningful, and so meaningful.
Aww.
And I thank you. Thank you for all the time you spent with me, ladies. It means so much to me. And I'm
yep.
truly, truly
yeah.
grateful.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
We send you love and prayers.
Absolutely. Pardon? We'll put them. We send you love and prayers, Linda.
Thank you.
We're thinking of you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, what a nice first call.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful. Wow.
Amazing. Amazing readings.
Well, I think we lifted her spirits a little and gave her some good information from her husband. So.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
We are.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Area code 828, you're live with Angel Answers. Do they have your first name?
Sure, this is Stan. How you doing?
Hi,
Stan, how are you?
I'm good.
You have a question?
Things are moving along, and I had something I wanted to. I'm calling it I wanted to let Jan know something about the last reading she gave me. I had some feedback for her.
Okay.
Should I share? Should I share that, or should I wait till she's back on again? Or
no, I'm still here, Stan. I'm on, Stan. I'm just go
okay.
ahead, go right ahead.
Well, I recall you saying that you don't tend to remember what you say from previous readings or really care to, but
yeah.
I wanted to tell you something. You know, last time we talked, you know, you started your reading with me with a dragonfly. Was showing up, all right?
Okay.
And and then throughout your reading, as well as all the other ladies, had something to offer up that had something to do with rainbows. All right. So uh-huh. It's funny thing, about 2 days later, you know, I had been sitting on the couch while my son was doing some schoolwork. I sometimes scan the internet to find a decent movie for a child or family to watch, and that's not easy to find sometimes. But I ran across this movie. It's called The Healer. It was released in 2016. It's a cute little movie. But, I mean, like, one of the opening scenes is this dragonfly, all right? And I'm not going to go through the plot or anything. I'm offering up, if you're not familiar with it, to check it out. It's a cute little movie, but it's got some real cool stuff in there.
Neat.
It ended with Iz, you know, the Hawaiian fella who sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow, all right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It ended
with that song. Okay? So I'm going, wow, this is very interesting. Because it was just, I think it was two nights after I had spoken with you, and the name of the movie is The Healer. So I thought, this is very cool. So
thank you for sharing that, Stan. We love to get confirmation, and I'm so glad that you had that confirmation with both the rainbow and the dragonfly. Isn't that neat how that happens? That's just so
amazing. Yeah,
I love that.
I really enjoyed the movie as it was, but because you're reading, it just, you know, sort of moved it to a special level of appreciation. And anyway, I wanted to let y'all know
you.
Things moving along here.
I'm
releasing. I'm moving on. I'm feeling good about. I'm just about done with the writing up the custody agreement, all that kind of stuff. And we're finally divorced as of last week, which is cool. So all this energetic stuff is moving. It's really moving. And but anyway, I thought I'd call in. I've been having a lot of visitors in my field showing up, ancestors and past lives, shaman stuff, and I just was calling to see what y'all might have that you might want to offer up that adds to my picture of where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And Stan, this is DC. I actually did watch that movie, The Healer. It's a really, really cool movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I loved it myself. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really liked it.
And I'm looking like at the gentleman that played the healer and everything, and the message I'm getting for you is you've got to align your intentions with your highest good. And then act with love. And when you do that, your power intensifies. So are you a healer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, you've got to put that intention out there. Okay? And just...
Yeah.
Because you have the capacity to be, you know, more than you are right now. And
oh, yeah.
This is your time to align, you know, with your higher self and become the person, you know, that you were meant to be. And I'm getting, you know, your path is going to be unlimited. So you're holding yourself back a little bit for some reason. And I think, you know, like your path and the path of the healer in some ways, they coincide, okay? Because you too, you know, you have within you such amazing, you know, gifts to be shared, you know, with the world. And I'm getting like you're going to recognize your power, you know, and
you know, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, you see, I get the energy around the state that I'm holding myself back. It's really not on purpose.
You're coming into power. You're starting to open up to it, and really seeing, you know, what it is you can do. And with that being said, a little bee just flew by. And to really, you know, to help you to see who you are, you know, and it's going to help you to, you know, achieve the success that, you know, that you're deserving of. But it's also going to help you to just, you know, to do what you do with love and to connect with your wisdom, okay? And I feel like, you know, like to help you, like I'm getting, like, to be a little bit more productive and to be maybe a little bit more decisive as you go forward and so that you can, you know, say, hey, I am fulfilling my potential, you know, and you're not going to miss any opportunities because the bee is always aware of what's going around, like going on with you. And I do feel like with this beat as well, you're going to accomplish what it is that you've been wanting. Okay. Maybe doing something with someone else as well. But you have the ability. You can work by yourself or you can collaborate with someone else. You know, it could be you or a group of people. Okay. So, you know, when you look at, I'm hearing, when you look at the word impossible and you, you know, look at it, it says, I'm possible. So anything is possible. You've just got to believe. And the bee is going to come in and help you to have that laser focus that you're needing. And really to help you to let your, you know, let your light shine so that everybody gets to see you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
I just feel like, you know, this is an amazing, a beautiful, amazing time for you. And, you know, follow your path. Just follow your path. And I do feel like you have support from the other side. And your ancestors, they're walking with you on this beautiful path. You know, at some times you may feel like, oh, I don't know, you know, how to go forward. They're going to help you, okay? So just call upon your ancestors. And I do feel like they're going to come in and they're going to help you to continue to go forward on that beautiful path, you know, that you're on now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
That's what I have. I hope it helps. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Good luck, Stan. God bless.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Stan, this is Catherine.
Hi.
I pulled for you from the Gateway of Light Activation Oracle deck, the Divine Matrix. And what it stands for is interconnectedness, synchronicity. So everything's connected. So everything that was, is, never will be is connected by an invisible bond of energy, uniting every living being from the past, present, and even future. So the best way to describe this is the connection is like a lattice or a grid, a divine matrix. So we're all points of this grid, and we're all connected through it. And this links us to our ancestry and loved ones, aspects of ourselves, past, present, and future, and also the ancient and divine wisdom held in the quantum fields of the universe. This card is a giant stargate opening up to the universe, if you want it, and a piece of sacred geometry known as the Flower of Life. This is quite literally a two-dimensional image of the divine matrix, and the information held within it helps us begin to understand the inner and outer workings of the incredible universe. So if you spend time with this image, you'll find multiple images within it, remembering us all that nothing is happening by chance, and that even when we can't fully comprehend it, there's a greater plan unfolding. So it's asking you to meditate. If you look up the this Flower of Life image, it's telling you to meditate on the Flower of Life image and affirm, I am connected to all beings, all intelligence, and all forms of light, past, present, and future, and I am one with the One. The message here is you're aligned with the oneness of life and the inner workings of the universe. You're part of something great. That means that you are greatness expressing itself. Not one thing in your life has happened by chance. Even when you felt that things have been against you,
a process has been unfolding, helping you understand your connectedness to all things. So there's no need to feel insignificant or lonely. It's also important to remember that the universe is always working in your favor and for your highest good. You may have felt lost, but know that nothing is ever lost, for we're all held in the heart of Source, and love is our connection to all things. So I hope that resonates with you.
That's very nice. Yes, thank you. I'm very familiar with the flower of life. That's cool.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Well, I'm telling you to meditate on it. So.
Thank you.
That's great.
You're
Thanks welcome. Liz?
All right. Beautiful, Catherine. Dan, this
Thank
is Liz. I just wanted to say, I've seen the healer as well, but if they give you the message any more clear, they're going to smack you in the face with a rainbow, okay? You're not messing around.
That was fun.
So I pulled a couple cards for you. The first one, I actually did yours backwards. I pulled from my deck first, and I got Work Together, We Are Stronger in Force. So, and then as I was kind of getting my things, I heard DC in the background saying, you could work with a group of people.
Yes.
I feel it's twofold. It's your angels and your guides telling you to call them in to help you do this, to help you figure out the way and the path. To help you do the work. You know what I mean? That's what they're there for. Call them in and say, you know, show me. Just guide me. And they will. The other thing is I could also see you being very successful with a group of people. I don't know if you have connected with a group of people that are doing healing work or if there's a place in your area that has like you can rent a room to do healing work, because I see you very successful in both aspects. So, you know, if you haven't already looked into those things, you know, start getting out and about in your area, you know, where you're comfortable going, you know, and start looking because it's there. It's very near you. So that's what I have about that. And then I pulled an animal totem for you, and it is the tortoise.
Okay.
And I'll say, the card wouldn't go in the deck, so I was like, what? This is it. So the tortoise, you're too fragmented, so do whatever it takes to get grounded.
Okay.
It told me to read something from the book, and it's not the whole thing, but it's a very poignant sentence, and it says, first, recognize that most things that you treat as emergencies or crises are merely inconveniences. Then slow down. Move a little bit slower than you're accustomed to and practice breathing slower and deeper every opportunity you get. So it's calling for you not only to just slow down and get back to a center, right? You have a lot of things going on in your life, and you're allowing yourself to be kind of in your mind pulled these different directions, right? In reality, this is it's all your life, all parts of it, and they all need to come together instead of pulling you in different directions. So this is where meditation, a daily practice, comes in very, very helpful. And whatever it is for you, you know, maybe working out, it may be doing yoga or Tai Chi or, you know, a little bit of something. But I'm also being told to tell you to get your son in this practice of doing this stuff too. You don't have to tell him what it is. You don't have to explain it to him. Just say, hey, bud, you want to do this with me? And, you know, I feel like you do some kind of movement work, whether it's yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. I don't know. But, you know, have your son do it with you or, you know, at least ask him to do it with you. And then when he is gravitated to, he will do it. but I feel like it's important for you to teach him without directly teaching him all the metaphysical stuff, but to teach him how to have a daily practice and to, you know, ground himself and to center himself, because he's going to need this. Does he have a little bit of anxiety? Yeah. So he needs this practice.
He's been, he does a little bit of the practice, and he's had some anxiety, yes. We're telling our list that Tai Chi is already on my list.
Okay. I definitely saw you movement, but gentle movement. I didn't see you so much as like a weightlifter or a runner or something like that. I saw you more as this like gentle, flowing movement and learning, you know, because it's just so powerful. I don't know if you've ever done it, but, you know, any movement of your body in that way where you really get into the movement and feel it and allow it to release tensions and emotions is really, really powerful. And for your son, because he's so young, you know, kids have a lot more pressures and a lot more different things going on in school than we did. And it's, you know, anxieties in children are so much higher than they were even 10 years ago. So it's important for kids to learn about breathing, you know, quieting their mind and doing meditation, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, you know, to say, you know, I need to sit here for 5 minutes in the morning and just, I like to breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth and, you know, have everything off and just listen to the quiet, you know, and teach them that, even if you're not explaining all the, you know, ins and outs of it, just, you know, Dad likes this quiet time. It really helps me with my day. And he's going to pick it up. It's a great practice. It's a wonderful practice for kids. So, you know, just demonstrating in front of him and being in your practice. This is because this is part of your life. This is part of who you are. And this is bringing all those pieces back together and integrating them as your life. Okay? Instead of like, oh, I'm this when my son's not here and I'm this when he's here. And, you know, my ex-wife, I'm this. And, you know, with my friends, I'm this. Like, no, this is Stan. Stan is this person. He needs all of these things. So it's really bringing yourself back together. So, you know, a daily practice is a great way to get grounded and starting to work on it and craft it, you know, figure out what works for you, you know, whether it's morning, whether it's evening, whether it's middle of the day, you know, you decide that. It's up to you. It's what you need and what works for you. So, and, you know, as you do that, everything is just going to start to fall in place. Call in your team. Call them in to help you figure out your daily practice. Call them in to help you find that work and where you're supposed to be going. Call them in to guide you to that place where there's other healers, because they're there to do that. And they want you to ask them. They want you to call for them to help you. So that's what I have for you, Stan. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
This is Catherine. I have one thing, if you don't mind. When you said that, Liz, about him doing the work with others, so, Stan, if you were listening in the very beginning, when I pulled the collective cards, opportunity was on there. You know, financial growth, if there was any business deals, opportunities, you know, just new beginnings. So that's something that is definitely synchronistic if that's what you want to do. And then also going back to what Jan has said for you and that you validated about the rainbows, and then Liz talking about the meditation, I was envisioning this rainbow of light just coming through as a meditation, just coming through your crown chakra, just going through your whole body, just envisioning you go through your whole body, cleansing you, just letting all things go that no longer serve you, and just sending it down to Mother Earth, to like the middle of the earth, and just releasing it. Because Mother Earth, she transmutes everything to light and love, right? So just let it go and say, I let go of all things that no longer serve me. And thank you for transmuting to light and love. And then as you breathe in, you're breathing in her beautiful energy. So that's
it's just really beautiful. I, you know, what I've been experiencing and having some movement forward on my end. Each time I accomplish a little more and I'm getting, releasing more of that that needs to go that has been, I've had to live with for the last 8 years. As each piece leaves, I get I feel something opening up every time.
Sure,
I'm
absolutely.
To feel the difference, the contrast, you know, the contrast between letting this crap go and then having this opening happen. And it feels really cool. But at the same time, it allows me to see how much I've been in this place that wasn't good for me for so long. And so anyway, I feel like I'm like doing this as a release more. I just want to keep releasing and opening. So I'm at that place now. So the timing of your show coming on and me calling in, I'm getting these readings, is just adding to what I've been getting, and it's very helpful. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That's great.
You're welcome, Stan.
That's good.
It's our pleasure, Stan.
Yeah,
Stan, you know what? You're getting ready for some amazing things, and we want you to make sure you call us back and, you know, and let us know, because, you know, I just feel like, you know, you're writing this new story. It's going to be incredible, just like you.
Wow, so sweet. Easy. You ladies are awesome. I had to get my son is in there watching shows of Wildcrats, which is a cool show. I got to go get him, but thank you all. You have a lovely evening.
You
too, Stan.
Thank you, Stan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice to hear from Stan.
Yeah.
Moving right along. He's got a step.
You know what, every time I hear him say hi, it's Stan. Joan Rivers keeps yelling, make a new plan, Stan. I said, no more, Joan. That's enough.
You know, the universe is pushing us all along, and it's like, come on,
Yep. Yeah.
There's no more sitting on the sidelines. It's time to go. So.
No, and with Joan by my side, I'm just hoping I don't need bail money, ladies.
We got you covered.
Too funny. Are we ready for another caller, ladies?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Do you have a question for us?
I have a million, but I don't know where to start, so I guess I'm just wondering if you have anything.
Okay, that's a, you know, that's a good way to handle it, Carrie. This is DC.
Hi.
Okay, when you said that, I saw like a hand come from heaven and handed you a beautiful rose. Does that have any meaning for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just... What I'm getting to, I'm also seeing walking down by the rose is a scorpion. And a scorpion really is symbolic of strength and of power. And we all have that within us. Sometimes we don't know how to reach it. Sometimes, you know, we may not want to connect with it, don't know how to connect with it. But I feel the scorpion is coming in to help you to have the fulfillment and the success that you are really deserving of, Carrie.
Thank you.
Okay. So I feel like you've got to let go of what no longer serves you. That's the first thing that I'm getting. Okay. Okay. I just want to see. And I do see, like, angels around you. You have loved ones in spirit that are there. They're helping you. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to believe in yourself. Please believe in yourself is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Is there a reason why you doubt yourself?
I wish I knew the answer to that.
Okay, because that's what I'm being shown. I'm also getting maybe like the way you said, you know, I wish I knew the answer. Maybe you need to just step away from, you know, some of the things and just do what's most important and allow yourself like a little downtime. I'm getting to think about things. Okay, because I'm getting if you could just, you know, relax a little bit. I feel like, you know, big changes are going to come your way. You're going to see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been thinking of taking maybe like a mini vacation or something?
Just a small vacation, yeah. I mean, I've thought about it.
Even if it's like a night, two nights, you know, it is awesome. I mean, that'll help you. It really will help you. And I feel like, you know, your loved ones are saying you really need, you know, this time, you know? So I don't know
yes.
if you've been feeling like the nudge, but, you know, they're saying, you know, you have to get out and just, you know, relax and do something just for you. As I'm saying that, Carrie, I feel like people that have crossed, I feel them on the right side of my body, and I do feel like there's someone coming in. You know, in regard to you, it's not anyone I know, but they're saying you've got to go, you've got to go. And I'm also seeing, you know, it could be also, do you have like maybe like a friend or a sister that's in and around your age on the other side?
No.
Okay, because I see a woman like standing next to you, and to me she looks like she would be like in and around your age. Is what I'm getting.
My mom passed just a few years younger than I am now.
Okay, that could be it as well. Okay, that could be it as well. And I feel like, you know, like you've been sort of, she's saying, like burning the candle maybe at both ends in some respects. You've been doing, like, you know, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's just saying it's time for play for a little while. Is what I'm being shown, okay? And have you not been taking care of yourself? Because she's saying it's time to really, you know, to take care of yourself like a little bit more.
I don't take time for myself.
Well, there you go. She's saying it's time. You know, there's no time like the present is what I'm getting from her. That you've got to take a little time off and just, you know, think about you, you know? So I feel like they're going to keep giving you nudges until you really get, you know, to the place where you need to be and, you know, you take a little time off, okay? And I feel like that's why you even called in, that they're saying, hey, you know, we have to talk to her and she's got to really take care of herself. Okay, let me see. I feel like, you know, your mom is just showing me, like, you know, you need a little bit more inner peace. Is what I'm getting, okay? Have you found, like, any coins? Because I'm getting, like, you know, like, I find pennies. Like, so I associate that with pennies from heaven. Have you been finding any coins?
They're always around, but I have my dad's coins as well.
Okay, well, I mean, just, like, coins that you find, like, in other words, like if you have coins, they don't belong like on the floor or, you know, somewhere like that. But I feel like your mom is sort of like putting coins like around here and there.
Okay.
So that's what she's showing me. I just want to see what else she's trying to show me something. Okay. Okay, so she's just saying you're going to have like a different perspective. Are you feeling like a little down in the dumps, like feeling sorry for yourself? Because I sort of feel like that's what you're showing me.
I don't know, if it's feeling sorry for myself. For others, yes.
Okay. Well, she's just saying you've got to focus on you. You know, you've got to take time and just focus on you. I am hearing like a little bit of anxiety. And, you know, some of the things that you've gone through recently, like, have been a little bit of hard, like, a little bit harder on you. And I'm just, you know, she's saying, you know, don't give up hope, you know. What is she saying? What is that saying? Something, I don't know if it's pucker up buttercup or something like that, but she's coming in and she's saying, like, you know, you call them because you really need to have a little bit of time, you know, away. Let me see. Okay. Has there been something that you wished maybe, like, was differently, like it worked out differently? Because she's saying it didn't work the way she wanted, but it's okay.
There's just a lot of things. I guess it seems to be a pattern.
Here you have so much on your mind, you know? There's so much on your mind. And she's saying you worry about, like, other people too much.
Yes.
Okay. And she's saying, but she is taking a little time to think about her future. Okay. I'm getting a gentleman with an L name. Okay, and I'm, from the way, like, when I see it, like, there's, like, a light upon this gentleman, I do feel like he's in spirit. So he's around you.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay, okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, I feel like this, the L person would have been connected to you when you were younger. Okay, and he's been watching over you. And I do feel like he's saying that, you know, I think there's, like, people in your family, if you look at your, like, your ancestry of your family, you're going to get some inspiration. Okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, you know, she doesn't remember my name, but she never forgets a face. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what he's saying. I'm seeing, like, water. I don't know if this is you or he. Did you have, like, any kind of accident, like, in the water?
No, but I've always had a fear of a car accident with water.
Okay, because he's just showing me, like, an accident with water. Okay. I have a grandfather coming in. Do you have a grandfather that has something to do, like, with this month? Because we're in the month of August, and I feel like August is really important.
My mom passed in August. August is I almost lost my daughter in August.
Wow. Okay.
Shortly
wow.
after my mom died.
God bless you. So sorry. He's saying, you know, that you're fearing making decisions. And he's saying, I've been watching over you. You've got to go within. And, you know, listen, you know, to your intuition. You are highly intuitive, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So I do feel like you have a lot of people in spirit that are helping you. And he's telling you, Carrie, you are so intelligent. You're so gifted. You know, and I feel like you've got to think about what it is that you want to do that's going to make you happy, from what I'm being shown. And I do feel like, you know, you're going to go forward and do something that, you know, really makes a difference for people as well as yourself. So when I tell people, you know, like, this, well, I don't have a clue, what is it that makes you happy? What is it that you do that, you know, brings you joy? And it doesn't have to do anything with what, you know, you're going to be doing, but when you connect with your joy is when you can connect with, you know, what it is that you can do going forward.
Okay.
So do you like to paint? Do you like to listen to music? Do you like to go dancing? Is there anything that you like to do? Because that's going to help you do this. And my dog, Ginger, saying, you know what? She's saying she's a hard nut to crack. You know? So I'm laughing. But she said she's got to think about it a little bit and think about what you love to do and, you know, and don't be afraid to give it a try. Like, don't be afraid. Okay? And I do see, like I said, you have beautiful family and spirit that are waiting to connect with you, and they will help you, you know, with everything that you're going through. And I do feel like you were close to a grandmother, and she's coming in to help you as well. Okay, so you have a lot of ancestors in spirit that are with you. They've seen you struggle, and they want you to find the joy in life again, and to be really happy, hon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. I hope that helped.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hi. Terry, this is Catherine. So I have a few cards here I pulled for you, and I love all of them. Honestly, the cards are telling you to put your entire intention. If you get nervous is the message here. To put your entire intention on answering the question, how can I make the world a better place? And the law of attraction will automatically take care of your needs. So this card was drawn for you because you've been called into spiritual service. The thought, either as a healer or a teacher, the thought of conducting this work may trigger nervousness, but don't worry, though, through this anxiety, because this anxiety has no bearing on your readiness for service. So it's simply the ego. Wrestling to gain control through fear. The antidote is to focus on your higher self mission, which is loving service to the divine. Your spiritual work is about connecting to that one great force in the universe. So while the ego wants to concentrate on I worries, such as what if I can't do this or what if they don't like me? The higher self is completely focused on loving and giving service. So your higher self is 100% tapped in to this divine healing energy. And to operate out of your higher self, focus on blessings instead of impressing others. Beginning session or seminar or whatever you're going to do in the healing field, by opening your heart to loving everyone involved and ask the question, how may I serve? To put your higher self in action. And then be grateful, right? It talks about your heart is opening to this field, and you're going to serve. Gratitude is huge here. And see all of your material needs easily being provided to you, knowing that you're focused on giving, and with that, the universe automatic to you. So then I pulled the Temple of Truth, and this is about the throat chakra, authenticity, and self-expression. The throat chakra is found between the collarbone and the energetic center that governs everything that you do with truth, communication, and self-expression. So whenever you have something to say, just speak up, raise your voice, or even just get your emotions out, it's activated. So we'll often feel when the space is clogged up energetically or when it's needing to open, this card is being pulled because we feel like a lump in our throat or even our heart chakra, actually. So this Temple of Truth card, it's the inner energy gateway that through a form of expression. The image shows that this is a bright, airy, open space with flowing water. This represents the emotions that run through us. Emotions are powerful, powerful messages, and if we don't attend to what needs to come out or through us, they build up, and before we know it, we're overwhelmed by them. So when you're brought to this space, you're being reminded of the importance of your identity and your self-expression in this lifetime, acknowledging who you truly are, who you have been, and who you are becoming is so important for the unfolding of your path. There's an old story that the truth hurts. This gateway reminds you that, in fact, the truth heals. Your truth is your truth, and it's important for you to honor it with every facet of your being. This isn't the first incarnation in which you have felt the importance of honesty and authenticity, but it may be the first in which you have had full freedom of expression. This gateway coming to you today is a message that there is something buried deep inside you that you haven't expressed, and this is causing energetic blockages on your ever-unfolding path. It is a time to love yourself enough to honor the feelings that are rising up in you, for they are divine guidance that will bring you greater alignment. And here's now the great part. The next card I pulled was the card that I pulled in the beginning about enjoying growth and reaping rewards. If you were listening in the very beginning, that was the collective card. And that's all about abundance and bountifulness and creative being and just everything wonderful. Like the plant, you know, if you do, for instance, that what I just read, then this came up next, that it's all going to work out for you. So, you're doing the work, you're planting the seeds, things are coming to fruition, and there's plenty of words to come. And, you know, this material sense, this card represents financial security and comfort. It shows that there will be more than enough to go around. So setting intentions to create financial growth, this card indicates a considerable amount of monetary success and abundance opportunities. It could be anything from marriage to proposals to birth. It could be any, you know, a birth of a new job, a child, anything. It's saying this card will help you respect nature and connect with its forces because nature is important here too, and you're being supported. So no matter what you do, basically you're being supported, and it's about reaping rewards. So I hope that all makes sense to you. I know that was a lot.
It is a lot, but it does make sense. I write things down, and earlier I wrote down power, growth, healing, just words, and those are part of it. And then on the top is it's going to be okay, and you said it's going to be all right. So we're close there.
Yes, definitely. Good. Okay. Yeah, that was when I pulled out the growth card, I just, you know, it just, everything just kind of flowed. You know, so I'm glad you resonated with it. So good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
Beautiful. And Carrie, every reading was so amazing here. I could just listen to them so long. Carrie, I'm not really giving readings tonight, but I just want to tell you that I did see the wolf for you right immediately when you came in. So I just want to leave you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, beautiful to get an animal from Jan. Yours is much more exciting than mine.
no way. Your animals were beautiful, Liz. I wrote it down too. And so were DC's. I just, you know, they pop in as soon as the person starts talking, so I just had to tell her too.
Thanks,
but,
Jan.
Yeah,
I hope you're resting.
Yes, your tortoise was, I am totally resting, and I love your tortoise. And I'm soaking everybody's words in. It's just so amazing listening to you all. It's just so healing, and it goes into our cells and our mind, you know, our spirit, and it's just so amazing. It's so beautiful. It's like going into a pool of fresh water and getting completely, yes, cleansed. It's just amazing.
And Jan, before we don't have time, we have a beautiful bear that came in while you were talking to help you
good.
To have physical and physical healing that you are needing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And beautiful bear is saying, please remember to stay grounded and to stay calm.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And
okay.
To go forward. And the bear is going to help you to sort of like go within and reflect so that you can heal from past experiences and go forward.
Thank you. Thank you. That's amazing. That's perfect.
Beautiful bear is saying, Jan, you are so confident in who you are. You know what you want. You know, you enjoy being the person that you are. And
uh-huh.
I truly believe that. I mean, you are truly amazing,
yeah.
Jan.
Thank you.
Agree.
So are you.
Yeah. Right.
I love
this time. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I love Jan's totem. She's the one that got me on the journey with the first reading, you know?
Oh.
Wow.
And it was the first time Jan pulled a pig, a totem pig, and she was sort of embarrassed. Oh, I never got this one before. And I start laughing because I was doing, you know, I was doing police work. And that is just like a hysterical thing that I wore a pig tie class. I said, I love it. Like, that is so cool, you know?
I know. That was
I wearing a pig tie class in my work. So that is like, you know, that's cool. That's all right. I love it.
And I saw it, though. I saw this around you, this pig around you. And I did. I felt so funny about it because I don't normally see pigs, but it was just, and then she said, well, I was a police woman.
Yeah.
And then she had a
or I always used to wear
pig
the pig
on her
class.
Uniform.
Yeah, I would always,
yeah.
My little piggy tie class, yep.
All right. Well, I'm going to give Carrie her reading from me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrie, when I saw the water in the beginning, the vacation, I see you going to water. And it looks like a beach, but not the ocean beach. I'm thinking like, I was feeling like a lake up north. I don't know if that has any significance to you, but that's what I was seeing, was like the beach on a lake, because it was a little bit, well, it was showing me it a little bit colder, so that I knew it was, you know, north, but it, not that it'll be cold, but it's, I feel like you have a connection there, or when you get there, you'll feel a connection if it's not someplace you already know.
Okay.
So I want to tell you that. And then the animal card I pulled for you is, so James was much more exciting, but this one is a good one. It's go to a place or retreat with people of like-mindedness. I had two things run together there. I see you two taking some time to go away to a place where you're like at a retreat or a place that I feel like maybe you have found something or you're going to come across something. You're going to say 2 or 3 days at this place with people, and it's going to be totally out of your element, totally out of your realm. It's not something that you would normally do. And you're going to go on your own not knowing anyone. It's going to be a little scary, but when you get there, you're going to feel like you're right where you belong. So just be aware of that. If something comes up, I feel like you'll really, really be pulled to go to it and go, because it's important. You're really going to find what you need there. But the meerkat, back to that message, it says get support from a trusted group of friends of like-minded people. And so you're going to find them at this place. And you have friends that are in your circle, but it still feels disjointed. But these are going to be people that it just feels fluid with. It's going to feel very connected. It's going to feel like you've always known them. This is going to be the circle of people that you've kind of been looking for your whole life. So when you find that, definitely take advantage of it. And, you know, I also feel that you need to make some boundaries with your family and the people that are in your life. And not in a derogatory way or a negative way. You just need to clearly state, you know, what it is that you're doing right now, you know, what you're doing in your life, what you're working on for yourself, and what you need other people to do or not do. And just be clear. It's not hurting anyone's feelings. They need that communication. and it's just keeping an open channel. It'll actually make things a lot better. So make sure that you're being very clear. And then the other thing, think about the people that you most admire and love in your life and the things that you love about them, the things that you, you know, even the people that have passed on, the things that you really love and cherish about them that just draws you to them, start adopting those things into your life, whether it's beliefs or practices or mannerisms. Go ahead and start adopting them. Start being, you know, bringing the pieces of those people that you love into your life because it'll make you happy. It'll make you surrounded by them. You'll feel better. And the things that you love about them are the things that are really beautiful gifts inside you because we're really a mirror, right? What we see in someone else is a reflection of ourselves. So they're very good talents and attributes of you that you just don't put out there for people. So
not anymore.
And then I also saw, I know Catherine talked a little bit about nature, but I got a message to find a tree. I feel like you're going to have a connection with a special tree in your yard if you don't already have a connection with it. And find that tree and sit with it. Sit with your back against it. You know, right now, like, it's nice weather. Try to do it every day. You know, maybe it's 5 or 10 minutes, but go out there and sit with that tree. You're going to receive messages there. You're going to receive insight. You're going to receive, it's going to really ground you every time you're there, too. This is going to be a very, very poignant place for you, a very sacred place. So, you know, go out. I don't know if it's, you know, in your yard or where you like to walk, but go out and find, you're going to know the tree when you find it.
I do.
You're going to feel beautiful. Okay. Well, perfect. So spend as much time as you can with it. You know, I know the weather changes and we can't always be outside, but any chance that you get, go to that tree and be against it. You know, like I said, sit against it. Maybe take your journal out there and write against it. Whatever it is, take some time each day to go out there and be with it. And when the weather gets crummy and crappy, as often as you can, go out and put a hand on it. You know, sometimes it's cold and we can maybe still sit outside, you know, bundle up and go sit out there, maybe just for 5 minutes. It's going to give you this, like, new center, if that makes sense. It's going to give you a place where you just all feel connected and come together. So it'll be very, very helpful and beneficial to you, very therapeutic. So, and that is what I have for you. I pulled 2 cards out of my deck for you as well. And the first one is smile is contagious. Pass it on. So smile. People love your smile. Share it with the world. You know, a lot of times a smile is all someone needs to change their whole day. They don't even have to know you. They can be perfect strangers. Just giving a smile is huge. And the second card is advice from the sun. No matter how many times you go down, always get back up. And, you know, in life, we all make mistakes. We all have times where we fall, that we think we haven't done what we needed to do, that we get down on ourselves. It's okay. It happens to every single one of us, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
We just get up, we dust ourselves off, and we try again. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's exactly where we are supposed to be. So so those are all my messages for you. And I hope that that helps you.
It did. They all have thank you.
You're welcome. And give us a call back. Let us know how things go for you. We'd love to hear back from people.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, Carrie.
You too.
Good night.
Well, what a nice way to round out the show, ladies.
Yes. It was absolutely beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
And it was.
I wrote down the numbers of all the callers we didn't get, so if they call next week, we will pick them up first. Hopefully we'll have Miss Mary back if she's able.
Yeah.
I know she's been traveling and things. And again, we send her our love and our support.
as she lost her mother this past week, for anyone that missed that at the beginning of the show. And if anyone would like to help contribute to money
GoFundMe,
for her mother's expenses and stuff, there's
yeah.
a GoFundMe link on the Sacred Embers page on Facebook. So you can stop there and stop that. So
I also
it was
put it on my Facebook page, too, for people to to look at. And
Well,
so
Jan, when you have,
it's on
can
my
you
page.
Can you copy it and put it, like, again on our Sacred Embers page?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure
that
will.
Is. Yeah, thank
Great.
You.
I'll go in and share it on my page as well. So.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
Well,
this is
ladies,
amazing night, ladies. Absolutely beautiful.
It has been. And we will hopefully all be here next week. Jan, we hope that you rest up and get yourself feeling better.
I will.
And
I will.
Down a couple of days.
Thank you.
And we're sending you our
will.
Love and light as well.
Thank you so much. It was a beautiful show to listen to, I'll tell you that.
Contributions.
It always is. It always is. But it was just so neat to listen
we
to
all,
you all.
And we always enjoy, you know, all of us connecting. It's so amazing.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, good night.
Have a blessed
You
good
as
night.
Well.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.